Good morning and welcome to the Markets Today Breakfast Briefing. My name is Henry Jennings and it is Tuesday, the 28th of June. And as usual, with all the information contained in this briefing, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this briefing. And if you need to, of course, you can always pause the PowerPoint slides here and read our disclaimer in full. And if you're listening on a podcast, wherever you are in this wonderful world of ours, you can always head on over to markustoday.com.au to read the disclaimer there and sign up for a free trial if you're not yet a member. And of course, you can look at all the other wonderful goodies that we have on the website as well. All right, well, we have a pretty, mediocre day in store if you look at SPY futures, which are actually unchanged, up zero, could be down zero, but 65.93 on SPY futures. Dow down 62 points or 0.20%, 31,438, failing to follow through from that Friday night big rally that we did see. Of course, we had an 823-point rise on Friday, but we did see the rally run out of a little bit of steam last night. We had some economic data out from the US, stronger than expected data on durable goods orders and pending home sales. So that did take a little bit of the gloss off, but it is a lot of rebalancing at the moment going on in the US markets. It's the end of quarter, and we are seeing a huge amount of rebalancing there and some volatility in individual stocks. So we had the Dow down 62 or 0.2%, NASDAQ down 0.72%, down 83 points, 11,525, with the S&P 500 in the middle for diddle as usual, down 0.3%, 12 points, 3,900 on the knocker. The VIX index down just over 1% or minus 0 points to 27, so just a smidge off for that VIX index last night. But very much a higgledy-piggledy night on the Dow and couldn't really kick on from those solid gains that we saw on Friday. Looking at commodities overnight, we had the oil sector back up again. Fears of recession receding slightly at the moment. And we did have Brent crude up 1.74% or nearly $2 to $115.09. WTI up 1.8%. Or nearly $2 as well, 109.57. Gold price down $5.50 or 0.3%, 1824.80. Of course, yesterday our gold sector got absolutely slammed after that warning from Evolution in terms of cost pressures and price pressures going on in the sector, something that a lot of gold miners have been warning about for some time. Getting workers to remote locations is harder, more costly. COVID lockdowns, etc., have been somewhat negative for the sector. And of course, fuel prices as well. Mines run on diesel, etc. So that is hurting the mines at the moment. They have been warning for it for a while, but it took Evolution yesterday to really put it in stark perspective. Stock falling 20%. We had the iron ore price up $1.15 or 0.89%, 129.68. Aussie dollar under a little bit of pressure, only a smidge, 69.22. And other commodities last night, we had copper up, Dr. Copper up 0.4%, nickel up 2.4%, aluminium up 1.8%, zinc down 0.4%, lead up 3.7%, and tin, which has been extraordinarily volatile, 11.8% higher. It fell 25% in about three sessions last week and earlier to this week. But today, up 11.8%. Tin is used as a replacement in circuit boards for the lead solder, which is no longer allowed due to the lead poisoning issues surrounding it on disposal. So tin, a very volatile, not the most transparent of metals either in terms of its trade. But resource stocks overseas, we saw the likes of BHP was up 2.4%, Rio up 0.5%. These are ADR prices. Freeport-McMoRan up 0.1%, Anglo up 0.4%, Teck up 0.8%, Alcoa up 0.4%, Anglo up 2.2%, Glencore up 1.46%, Vale up 4.8%, Albemarle up 0.8% in the lithium space there. Here you can see the S&P 500, a pretty mixed day, really, and at the end of the day, down slightly. But that rise earlier in the session seemed to dwindle with enthusiasm failing during the day. In terms of US stocks, last night we had Apple was unchanged, Meta down 0.4, Google up was rather down 1.8, Microsoft down 1, Amazon down 2.8, Tesla down 0.3, Netflix down 0.9. US banks eased slightly, so maybe we'll see a little bit of easing in our banking sector today, which were the stars yesterday. Of course, we rallied around 130-odd points yesterday. Banks really were the stars. That big bank basket was up 3.5%, and so far that bank basket has rallied around 9% off its lows that we saw a couple of weeks ago. So that has been the reason our market has rallied quite well in the last few sessions. Block was down at 2.2% last night. As far as major stories go, there wasn't a huge amount. The G7 meeting continues in Germany at the moment, and they are discussing ways to hurt Russia more. Of course, Russia at the moment is absolutely cleaning up because of the oil and gas prices and that threat for Europe that it will cut off gas. There's not probably much point doing it during spring and summer in Europe. There won't be a much pain there. But come autumn and winter, that threat of Russia cutting off fuel supplies to Germany and elsewhere in Europe is going to be the sword of Damocles held over the EU. In other major stories last night, the PBOC to keep policy supportive for the Chinese economy. And it is improving in June from that lockdown-induced slump. The IMF sees US narrowly avoiding recession. The BIS has highlighted stagflation warnings for the global economy. And Russia has defaulted on foreign debt for the first time since the 1917 revolution. So it's more headlines than anything else. Doesn't mean an awful lot because there's nobody that actually will lend to Russia anyway, being the pariah state that it is. But it has defaulted on that foreign debt. That was set in train around 30 days ago when it first missed the foreign debt payment. And now it's official. The UK could experience a mild recession next year. I think it's experiencing a mild recession this year. They've got to say the CPI in the UK is probably around 11% now. Interest rates are going up. They've got rail strikes, tube, trains, buses, all sorts of strikes. It's a pretty miserable day. The only good news, I guess, is that Andy Murray won last night at Wimbledon, but then again, he is a Scot, so the Bank of England may not be quite so pleased with that. The ECB's monetary tightening pivot fuels fears about a new bond crisis, and the Bank of Japan's meeting notes show policymakers saw a need to keep ultra-easy policy in place. It's funny, isn't it? The whole of the world is raising rates in most instances, but Japan still is actually in a stimulatory phase, as is China. So two of the major economies in the world. We do look at the US and Europe and the UK, etc., being very Western centric, but when you look at Asia and you look at China and you look at Japan, both of them are still stimulating their economies, one to get rid of the effects of the COVID lockdowns, and the other because I guess Japan, it's just habit. Hedge funds brace for further stock market turmoil despite already steep losses in 2022, and the G7 is aiming to hurt Russia. One of the reasons, the ways they're looking to hurt Russia, is a price cap on oil exports. I'm not actually sure what that actually will achieve, but it will probably look good in the press. And Shanghai has declared victory against COVID, while cases in the northern city of Dandong have flared again. In terms of our market today, there was some interesting chatter on Twitter from Michael Burry, who is the big short man. And he suggested on Twitter that there was a bullwhip effect. More on that in Henry's take today. But he calls the bullwhip effect the fact that a lot of consumer-facing companies have stockpiled stock in anticipation of the big rush. It hasn't happened. So the fact that they haven't had the big rush means that they will have to discount stock, which will mean that inflation comes off a little bit and the Fed will pause. But we'll see. One of the big bears around, Michael Wilson, who Morgan Stanley said the S&P 500 index may climb another 5 to 7% before resuming losses. He was the man that predicted the current fall and the reasons for it. And he now thinks that the short squeeze and the massive amount of bearishness may cause the index to continue to climb. We do have that rebalancing at the moment, so that is something to bear in mind. In European markets, we have the stocks 50 up 0.2, FTSE up 0.7, DAX up 0.5, CAC down 0.4%, with 10-year yields in the US 3.2%, Australia 3.77%, and Germany sneaking a little higher, 1.54%. And the group of seven leaders have pledged to raise $600 billion of private and public funds in 5 years to finance needed infrastructure in developing countries. In more stock specific today, and stuff that actually probably will happen as opposed to just pie in the sky, group of seven leaders talk. There's intrigue at Tassel, TGR, the stock code there. As a Canadian seafood company, Cook has bought in with about a 5.4% stake. Of course, Andrew Twiggy Forrest is also a shareholder there, so there's certainly some intrigue going on behind the scenes. And ALQ, is in talks to buy smaller rival HRL, which is a listed ASX company worth around $80 million. It's one of their rivals in the space. ALS, of course, do gold mining, assays, life science testing, etc. Iluka Resources upgraded to a buy from a sell at Citi. And JP Morgan has upgraded Harvey Norman, but has downgraded Coles, JB Hi-Fi, Premier Investments, and a bunch of others. And Singtel has contemplated an $8 billion listing for Optus. Good luck with that. And gold miners have been warning, of course, for well over a year in terms of those cost pressures they're seeing in their operations. And now, yesterday, certainly hit home for Evolution. Interestingly, CLSA today upgraded Evolution to outperform from underperform, given they fell 20% yesterday. Hardly a surprise there. Northern Star also has provided an update for their mill optimization preliminary feasibility study at the Super Pit. So that's going to be interesting for gold bugs to have a look at there as well. As far as our market today goes, it's going to be a quiet one. I suspect we had a pretty exciting day yesterday. Those banks were very much the go yesterday, and there will be, I suspect, a little bit of profit taking there. We are approaching the end of the year. There is index rebalancing going on, not just for the US, but our market as well. Tax loss selling continues in some stocks, and getting into position for the next financial year also is part of the equation at the moment. But 2 days to go, and we would expect a relatively quiet day, maybe a little bit of backing and filling from yesterday's big rise, and commodity prices slightly better, which will help commodity stocks. But we will be looking, I guess, to China and the Dalian iron ore futures for some guidance there from BHP. Nothing really much on the economic front today, I'm afraid. So it'll be a drifty kind of day, I suspect. Question of the day today is, what is your buy? If you had to buy one stock for 2023, what would that stock be? What is your buy for 2023? Well, 2223. So, breaking news. Here we go. Tassel Group has received a proposal from Cook to acquire the company at $4.85, and the board has determined not to engage with Cook. Received a non-binding, indicative, incomplete and conditional proposal from Cook to acquire 100% of Tassel's ordinary shares in a cash consideration of $4.85. So there we go. You're getting it hot off the press. Well, that's it for me today. Thanks very much for listening. You can head on over to the Marcus Facebook discussion group. As always, it's a great group. There's the Marcus Strategy podcast as well, which is always fantastic. A fly on the wall look at what we talk about in our morning meeting. There's the On the Desk podcast, where the team in Melbourne talk all things financial, and my On the Couch podcast, where I talk to CEOs and fund managers. Still waiting for Cathy Wood to email me back. In fact, still waiting for Magellan as well. They were supposed to be sending one of their fund managers my way to have a bit of a chat, but not to be at the moment. If you're interested, tomorrow afternoon at 5:30, I'm doing another Ask the Analyst session, the last one for the year. That is your chance to ask me any question on any stock or any sector, theme, or anything in finance that you have a burning desire to be answered. So tune in for that. Ask the Analyst, 5:30 tomorrow. It's a webinar, and really looking forward to having your company on that. But that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening, and have a great day.